Some people just don't get sports.
Sounds like you have mental problems.
And honestly, we just don't get them.
Exactly.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Sheeman and Shepherd, Chris on the other side of the glass. ESPN Southwest Florida. Thank you for tuning in on this Monday. A big, big weekend. And just starting off the 5 o'clock hour, looking up at horrible Jared Goff highlights on the TV. I don't want to talk about that. But Coach Campbell has called out his quarterback. We will discuss other things. Oh, I don't know. Like the Dolphins losing, Urban Meyer getting his first win. Urban out coaching the Dolphins in the last play of the game.
I'm gonna propose that if we don't talk about the Lions, we should not talk about the Dolphins either.
Wait a minute. We're not a Detroit radio station. We are
We're not a Miami radio station.
We're a South Florida radio station.
we're an Iowa radio station.
Both teams are from the state of Florida. Hell yes, we're going to discuss. Sorry if it hurts.
We're an Iowa radio station.
Don't worry, Pete Shepherd. We'll get to your collapse next against the Cowboys.
Oh, that's fine. If there's such a thing as being sort of proud of a collapse, because my team's finding an identity.
Moral losses now. Where did this come from?
No, moral victories, actual losses.
I had two of them this weekend. The Hurricanes and Patriots.
What have you become, Pete Shepherd? This is against page one of the Pete Shepherd playbook.
Well, we'll get to my. I told you how I feel. That they're forming an identity. It's really the play of the game was the 4th and 4 that Will caught. That should have ended the game. Well, they never should have got that either on the 3rd and 24, and they gave up 23 yards. So there's some things that need to be tightened up, but it was a hell of a game.
Got to clean it up. Pete Shepherd.
They do, a little bit.
Because you're running out of games to make your playoff prediction.
Plenty of games left.
There's 11.
That's plenty.
I'm thinking if the Lions could go
11-0.
I was thinking if they could go most likely 2-9, right? Is my math right?
Yeah.
We can lock up that number one pick. 1-10? Feel better about the 1-10?
You're gonna have
the Jaguars are gonna have to win another game.
Yeah, you're gonna have trouble. Well, the Jags got Houston still on the schedule at home. So,
and Houston looked like the Houston we thought they were this past weekend.
But they already beat Jacksonville once.
I know.
That was week one, rookie quarterback. They don't. I think they played the last week of the year, actually. That game will mean something. Flex it to Monday night.
You know what?
Yeah.
Flex it. Hooters were the good text. Or we could talk about the Bills. Yeah, we do have Monday Night Football tonight. We could do that.
Yep.
Cracked your seat.
I haven't heard from one Dolphins fan all day, by the way.
I'm picking the Bills.
Because fans love to call radio stations and bitch and moan about
their teams losing.
But this isn't a loss. This is an embarrassing, epic loss. National TV against the lowly Jaguars. Urban Meyer's first win forever will be, no matter what happens here on out, they're going to be – his first win was against the Dolphins.
I'm going to spin zone this for all the Dolphins fans out there.
Go ahead.
Instead of losing the Sunday night game where everybody's watching, and that's like it's fresh in everybody's mind when they show up to work on Sunday.
Yeah.
The rest of the NFL has already forgotten about the Jags and Dolphins game because it was so many games ago. It was like 3 kickoff windows ago.
Bill in Naples says Urban Meyer played the Dolphins like he played his wife. Hello.
God.
Look, he did. Look, everybody on earth thought they were going Hail Mary with 5 seconds to go, and the Dolphins backed up on the prevent defense, and they got the first down and called a timeout with 1 second to go and kicked the field. Look, it was a brilliant move. It was gutsy. If it had gone the wrong way, we'd be out here yelling at him how stupid he was.
Well, he might not have a job if it didn't go that way.
Yeah. I want to let all the Miami Dolphins fans out there know that the crappiness of the football team in which we root for on Sundays is in no way a reflection on you or your self-worth. I think that needs to be put out there today. It's just football, guys. It's just football. The sun comes up tomorrow. Yeah. There will be another draft in April. You know?
How come I'm always looking forward to the draft more than I am the season?
We won't have, you know, our quote-unquote first-round pick because we, quote-unquote, traded that to the 49ers or to the Eagles.
Somebody tell Bart Scott that.
Well, you can't expect somebody on national radio to know everything about, well, yeah. Maybe you should. Maybe you should a little bit. Yeah, you should know that.
Don't nail me on everything,
you
right?
You should know
that.
Is it me or the usually now this game on a Monday night back in our day, if you were a home dog on Monday night, particularly a touchdown or more, the home dog was like a live play all the time. I don't know anybody, including myself, that's picking Tennessee to cover in this game. And I don't know. I feel like it seems too obvious either way. Buffalo's playing great, no doubt about that. But I think Buffalo's going to cover, but I think barely cover. It's down to 6 now. So, I mean, Tennessee seems to be getting absolutely no respect in this game. I haven't seen one person pick the Titans to win.
Is Julio Jones suiting up?
I like the Titans.
Do you?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Strictly because of that reason.
Caught to cover or to win?
To cover.
I don't mean to be blunt, but you suck at NFL. You're a college guy.
That's
a college guy.
That's not
true. The board says so.
That's not true, Craig.
I was a college guy the first 2 weeks, and then I became an NFL guy. I need to go back to being a college guy.
That's not true, Craig. I'd rather... Never mind.
What?
No.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to be mean to you, but I don't want to do that.
Go ahead. I was just mean to you.
I was going to say I'd rather at least be good at one of the sports than sucky at both of them. But I don't want to say that because I don't want to be mean. So I'm not going to say that.
I'm a former 3-time winner.
Kneecap, Tennessee, you put a whipping on Buffalo last year. Throw that game away, Kneecap. I'll tell you why. And we talked about this with Gabe on Friday. He was absolutely right. Look at the circumstances last year. They had to pay twice in, 4 days? Whatever the hell. It was some crazy schedule because Tennessee had really messed up with the COVID thing. And I wouldn't put any stock in that game, what happened last year. That was sort of an extreme set of circumstances. Not that Tennessee can't win. You don't take anybody for granted. It just seems like nobody is giving that team any respect tonight in this game. Now, I think the Bills win by 7+, but it's the home dog on Monday night.
Strange things happen in Tennessee in October, Pete.
Yeah. You have to be more specific. Pro or college?
Because
that was a train wreck embarrassment for the Tennessee Vols this weekend.
I mean, apart from the throwing incident, I thought it was a really good display of Tennessee athletics.
But it'll be interesting. Derrick Henry going up against a third-ranked defense against the run. And a little crazy stat here that if he runs for 110 yards and a touchdown against a defense ranked third against the run, he'll join Jim Brown in 1963, Eric Dickerson in 83, and Terrell Davis in 98 as the only players with 750 yards rushing and 8 rushing touchdowns in the first 6 games of the season. What are the odds of him getting 110 yards tonight on the ground? If he does, then Tennessee is going to absolutely be in this game.
All right. With that as our backdrop of the 5 o'clock hour at a bit tardy, 16
we
minutes
done
past
it yet?
Just
hour.
A skosh.
It is time for a SportsCenter Rundown, and it's sponsored. Here's Chris.
Clearing my throat. The SportsCenter Rundown brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Naples. Featuring the all-new, totally redesigned 2021 S-Class. Reserve yours today at mbnaples.com. Tonight on ESPN Southwest Florida, Monday Night Football from Tennessee. The Titans host the Buffalo Bills. We got coverage at 7:30, kickoff at 8:15. ALCS Game 3 tonight from Fenway Park. Astros at the Red Sox. That series is tied at 1 game apiece. Cleveland Browns running back Kareem Hunt expected to miss several weeks with a calf injury. That's what Kevin Stefanski said. And we got an AP Top 25 out for men's college basketball. Gonzaga, UCLA, Kansas, Villanova, Texas. There's your top 5.
And India.
Arthur right. Bills fan was Tennessee beaten. Yeah, I know. I know all that. Look, I know all that. I get all of that stuff, and you look at it on paper, Buffalo. I'm just telling you, home dogs on Monday night. And again, I'm picking Buffalo to win and cover. So I'm just saying it's – it's just never as easy as you think.
No.
In situations like this. It never is. I'll be stunned if this is a blowout like from start to finish. No, I could see Buffalo winning this game, late field goal, win by 10.
No,
it's not going to – I don't think Tennessee is losing this game like 40-10.
Right.
I don't think it's going to be that kind of a game.
What was the stat I saw earlier today? I saw it on Pro Football Talk. It's already gone. the amount of games that we've had that have been one-score games down to the wire overtime has been through the roof. Now, unfortunately, now Chris was out at Legends yesterday. Now, the Witching Hour, I think, only had one game that was questionable. Everything else was a two-score bulge going into, you know, 3 o'clock. But
yeah, you had
the Vikings and the
Minnesota
Panthers
and Carolina. Yeah, I'm trying to think what else.
Everything
was
else
there.
Was a two-score, 10-point, 11-point or more. Even Scott Hansen came on and says, hey, the Witching Hour is not happening today. Okay,
yeah.
It's just not happening.
Well, the Vikings turned a loss into a win, and the Panthers turned a win into a loss. There was one.
Yeah.
One instance, one scenario.
Yep. That was it.
I blame your Lions for not showing up. I blame the Chargers
Jared
not showing
Goff
up.
Threw the ball away on a fourth down play. Threw it away. Nobody coaches that. And he had two guys open over the middle, and he threw it away to the left. I don't know what he's looking at.
Player safety, Craig.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, look, you don't want to hang his receivers
live
out to
play
dry. Live to play next weekend.
All right, here's some other quick little nuggets. Josh Allen, 8 passing touchdowns and 2 career starts on Monday night, most by any QB in his first 2 Monday Night Football starts. 3 passing touchdowns would pass Dan Marino for most touchdowns in his first 3 Monday Night Football starts. Bills with 35-plus points in 4 straight, longest streak in franchise history, tied anyway. Could become the first team in 5 straight since the Broncos did it back in 2012 and 13. Derrick Henry, 4 straight games with at least 100 rushing yards. Could become the first Titans player with 5 straight 100-yard rushing games since Chris Johnson.
I'm going to call it right now with Derrick Henry. They're using him too early in the season.
Burning him out.
They're burning him out.
And he's 400 carries in early.
He's going to hit December, and Tractorcito's not going to have the same pop that he had around Halloween.
He leads the NFL with 640 rushing yards this year, the most by a defending rushing champ in 5 games since O.J. Simpson with 813 back in 1973.
Whatever happened to that O.J.?
He went away for a few years. You didn't hear from him.
He really went quiet for a while. By the way, I got to tell you this. So, you know, we used to do regular O.J. Hello, Twitter world.
Yeah. Hello, Twitter world.
Guess who's copying us now?
Who?
Howard Stern.
He's doing O.J. Twitter?
Doing O.J. tweets, and they're doing montages, and they're doing the hello Twitter world, and how does he close off? How does he say?
Take care.
Take care. Yeah, they're making fun of all that stuff.
I'm just saying.
You're right.
Saying.
They're doing it now. We've been doing that for 2 years. In fact, we kind of been doing it for so long, we kind of quit doing it.
I mean, that makes me feel really good, actually.
We're big time.
That makes me feel really good. Like, we made the right call.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones.
Well, somebody's just texting about Joey. But yeah, Joey had a terrific game. I mean.
Well, it was the Lions.
I don't care.
Since we got the Bills on tonight, we got to check in with Art the Bills fan. Art the Bills fan, welcome. How are you?
What's up, Art?
Going on. I'm feeling good.
Already? Are you feeling good?
Oh, yeah. Having some ice house, little pregame celebration with the dogs outside.
Yeah.
Pregame celebration.
I mean, kickoff's not for another 3 hours. I mean, are you going to be awake?
Got to play the game,
put
son.
Put that judgmental tone away, Craig.
Got to play the game.
There's been about 20,000 Bills Mafia in Nashville since Friday.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy. They love going to Nashville. They love it. They used to hit Miami hard.
Everybody loves going
to
Nashville.
Yeah.
Well, Nashville is also the bachelorette capital. Bachelorette party capital of the world.
That's
now, Nashville. But Nashville's fun. I've never been to Nashville, but I want to go. It seems incredibly fun.
It's a nice place.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Nashville is a blast. Everything's open. All the bars are open until 4 a.m. It's awesome. Yeah. Awesome. But I'm excited about tonight, man. I think the Bills are going to roll right over them. I mean, Tennessee's good, but who have they beaten? The Jets? Colts team without Carson Wentz. I mean,
yeah, but you
be
know
careful
them.
About that because I went into the Pigskin Picks Friday with the Baltimore Ravens and I checked off who their wins were or their losses were against, and it turns out they are pretty good.
It's a dangerous game when you start looking at it from that way. Look, I think the Bills can win by a touchdown.
Yeah, but
or more,
I'm not
but...
playing, and I'm a drunk guy. If I was a QB, I'd be nervous.
What is your pregame dinner tonight?
Oh, I got wings. I got Italian subs.
Oh.
I don't eat the wings until after the victory. And if there's no victory, I don't get chicken wings. That's how I punish myself. crazy guy on the Da Vinci Code who would smack himself. That's my own self.
Oh, God. Silas? Oh, my God.
Yeah, Silas. Wait, good memory, Pete.
Yeah.
Creepy character.
Yeah.
That's sorry for that image. But, yeah, that's what I do. No wings if we lose.
Okay.
Even on a Monday night game, Art?
And eat rice cakes.
Silas was also in...
Oh, he's been in a lot of things.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's Vision.
No, Art,
he's in the Avengers,
So, Art, you won't put the chicken wings on until, like, 11:30 tonight?
I have them already made, already sauced.
Oh, there you go.
What kind of sauce?
We win. Now last Sunday night, I was eating hot chicken wings from the oven at, like, 1:30 in the morning.
What if you got a 3-touchdown lead with 4 minutes to go?
No, until the game is over, I don't even look at chicken wings. I could be starving.
I love the dedication, Art.
What about
if I'm at a bar and I get them at halftime, they'll sit until the game's over. I will not touch.
What a tradition. Fat Baby has texted in. How many broken tables do you have in your yard already? Have you been jumping on any tables yet?
No, I haven't, but my knee is like almost 100%.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to bring one down when they make the playoffs. Right behind the radio station, and get up on top of the van and jump off the van.
No, because then we're responsible if you hurt yourself.
You got another knee.
We'll take it off property. All right, it'll be fine.
But when you do the wings, when you do the wings, you go standard buffalo, or do you do all kinds?
I do straight up buffalo. I don't use Frank's though. I did for many, many years.
Oh, I love
There's
Frank's.
A sauce called Bouillard's.
Okay,
that is much better.
Okay,
much better.
All right.
Sweet. A little less tangy, a little more heat. Mm-hmm. Really nice.
Okay.
Really nice.
You ever make? You but must yeah, make I'm, your own.
I'm
you...
excited, man. I can't wait to see Rousseau. That beast.
He's awesome.
He's a maniac.
Of course he is.
He's
I wish he was still at the U.
All right, listen. Huh?
I wish he was still at the U. Of course he is. They need that kind of attitude.
Boogie Bam Basham's coming on. All right, boys. I'll let you do some
Call us tomorrow, man. We'll hear from you after the game. All right. That is Art DeBills.
I might do chicken wings tonight.
I'm going out before the show. Before the game.
I'm not going to wait till the end of the game.
No, I'm having chicken wings tonight. I've already decided.
The wife says we're having lasagna. Going a little heavy tonight.
Ooh, nice. Real G's move in silence.
What?
You didn't get that reference?
Real G's move, the silent G in lasagna.
Yeah, G's move in silent like lasagna.
What else would be referred to as a real G?
About campaign?
It's a line from a Lil Wayne song.
Oh, see, I'm overthinking.
I believe it's 6'7".
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tall person. 6 foot
the
seven.
The song is called 6'7". Yeah, he's not 6'7".
No, I'm closer to 6 foot.
He looks short. I don't know how tall Lil Wayne is, but he looks like he's a
Lil Wayne looks short.
5'8".
Yeah,
5'9".
Yeah, you got a short vibe.
What was Lil Wayne before Lil Wayne?
He was always Lil Wayne.
He's always been. This isn't like Puff Daddy or all those other guys.
What about Criss Cross? Are they still around?
Not to my knowledge.
No.
They'll jump. They recently went off the scene.
Well,
I saw them older.
Well, they also grew up.
Yeah. It's not as endearing.
They were one hit wonder.
Yeah. It's like Bow Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it was Little Bow Wow.
It's the same person.
Now it's just Bow Wow.
Now it's Bow Wow.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris the Giants fan.
What?
Is pulling his hair out.
What?
After the Giants dismal.
Hey, at least it was over at halftime.
The Giants fan.
Sean.
Yeah, I meant Sean. I'm looking at Chris dancing around his Miami Dolphins sweatshirt, even though he's given up on the team. I'm confused right now.
Just numb.
I have a few mental incidents on the air today. Have you noticed?
Getting older.
Yeah. Here's Sean, the Giants fan. Sean, welcome. How are you?
Man, Craig, do you hate me that much or something? You're calling me Chris now.
I'm sorry. Got big love for both.
So who do you want to fire this week?
Well, still Jason Garrett. I really wish John Mara would grow a pair and fire Garrett after that poor performance. Mm-hmm. And from what I'm understanding, apparently Daniel Jones stated that their offensive plan this week, which was really stupid, was centered completely around Tony. When he went down, it was just all thrown out the window. So apparently we don't learn from our mistakes in the past of centering our offense around one player.
Yeah.
So, of course, Tony goes down only 3 plays in, and now he's out. I'm hoping he's back next week against the Panthers, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
But
this Giants team has become nothing but backups now, which is, great. Might as well just bench Daniel Jones the rest of the season, keep him from getting injured.
Well, the first drive leads him right down the field. Field goal by Gano.
Sean, are you sold on him?
Boom.
You sold on Danny Dimes?
I like Daniel Jones. He has potential, but the only thing is I feel so bad for him. And the reason why I won't give up on Daniel Jones is because the one thing he hasn't had since he started as a New York Giants quarterback is he hasn't had a healthy receiving core and he hasn't had a healthy running back. Not to mention the O-line, and the O-line just gets worse.
So when
man
you're
has nothing around
hold on.
Him.
So when your Giants and my Lions are fighting it out for the first pick of the draft, do I have to worry about you drafting a quarterback instead of me?
No, I don't want a quarterback. Daniel Jones has what it takes to be an NFL quarterback. We saw it especially during the Saints game. When he had a healthy O-line protecting him and he had all the receivers healthy and active in his running back, he had potential to be a great quarterback.
Okay.
Great.
Now you take that O-line
great,
out.
Great is over
receiver,
you.
Him,
great,
you know,
no. He wasn't great.
I mean, it's possible. He has a chance, but he needs his healthy players. And when he's got nothing but backups and people that...
Well, you just described the whole NFL, though, Sean, unfortunately. You just described the whole NFL.
I mean, I've seen an NFL team like the Giants lose 3 out of 4 starting receivers, all backup offensive linemen, and then no running back. Devontae Booker, I hate at running back. I was watching him play, and it's like watching an old man run. Sitting there, I'm like, really?
Wow. He was your leading rusher yesterday.
At some point, you
41
got...
41 yards.
I mean, I know we have this Austrian running back on our practice squad, and I don't know why he isn't signed yet because he was going off during the preseason. And he has somebody out.
Did you say Austrian?
Yeah,
he's an Austrian running back.
Sean,
like look at it this way. Booker had more yards by himself with 41 than Craig's Lions team had as a team with 36. So that's something.
I mean, yeah, there is some upside to that, but when you get dominated 28-3 in the first half, and it's just like, I was tempted to turn the game off at halftime, but I'm like, you know what? Maybe we'll see the Giants. I know they're not going to win, but maybe Joe Judge will come up with something in the second half to make it somewhat less embarrassing.
No, intercept. It was 38-3 before he could even blink.
All right, Sean, hang in there, buddy.
Yeah,
everybody's always
there.
Always feeling your
you're
pain.
Home next week against Carolina.
All right. I always feel for him.
I don't have the heart to tell him
that they're just not going to happen.
They're just not good.
We have a couple updates. First of all, Lil Wayne, 5'5".
So I told you, he looks short.
Half of... I don't know if it's Chris, if it's Cross. One of them died recently. Nicole,
really?
In the last, I do remember. Yeah,
I don't remember
a year
that.
Or two ago. Yeah, one of them's dead.
It's wiggity wiggity.
By the way, I didn't realize this.
Right over my head.
That's their lyric.
Yeah, Chris.
That's
Cross,
their
yeah.
lyric.
Wiggity,
you got to get
whack.
That one.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Come on now.
I mean, I made the assumption.
Do you know the Rams are home against Detroit next week?
Yes, I do know that. Wow. Do you know that's a free win for the Rams?
They're going to put up 50. I'm convinced. I think Stafford will put up 50.
Yeah.
Goff will help with a pick six. But
also, a little fun fact about yesterday's Giants loss to the Rams. Scored the first points of the game, 3-0.
Yeah.
The Rams proceeded to score the next 38.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
A 38-0 run.
Yeah.
That's not good in any sport.
That's hard to do.
No.
And then the 38-11, the first ever 38-11 in the history of the NFL.
Scoregami.
All right, boys and girls, I've been telling you about this. If you have a building here in Southwest Florida, you need to call the Flying Locksmiths if you're in charge of it, especially if you got automatic doors, because you're going to have those those annual Adam specs, the inspections, right? I was talking with Jeff the other day. You got Jeff, Nick, Randy, and Daniel. They're all there. They got a special code word in place for you. Just call the Flying Locksmiths. And if you're a listener of this show, give them the special code, Sheeman and Shepherd, that's the code, you get your Adam spec for free. That's $175 value. So call them now and get yourself scheduled. Now, restrictions apply, so get it done, get it taken care of. Check out their website with all their information on it. It's great. FlyingLocksmiths.com, FlyingLocksmiths.com. Then give them a jingle at 239-790-6880. That's 239-790-6880. The Flying Locksmiths, use the code Sheeman and Shepherd and get your free inspection. Call the Flying Locksmiths now. The Flying Locksmiths. If it's on the door, we handle it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepard. It's Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. Chris on the other side of the glass. Some NFL injury news is coming in. Of course, as we get ready for tonight's Monday Night Football game between the Titans and the Bills, which we will carry tonight, brought to you by Twin Peaks, airtime 7:30. The Browns, we know about Baker Mayfield's dislocated left shoulder. We know Kareem Hunt looks like he's going to be out a while. They're already without Nick Chubb. Odell Beckham Jr. is nicked up. The Browns today placed 20 players on their injury report. Run to the bank and take the under against the Broncos. They got a quick turnaround Thursday night football. It's 42.5, by the way.
Yeah, I agree.
You got some? Did Dak have his MRI today?
Yep, they just had a see, it was,
20 players.
It's unbelievable.
That's a lot
for
that's
a like team playing Thursday night.
Yeah. That includes your starting receiver, starting quarterback, and two running backs.
Scary.
Yeah, a Cowboy quarterback Dak Prescott went for an MRI in his injured calf today. Mike McCarthy shared the results of the test during a press conference. He said that the test showed a calf strain for Dak. Cowboys have a bye this week. McCarthy said the team is optimistic about Prescott's availability for Week 8 against the Vikings.
Could not be a better week to have the bye week for that team.
He'll rest and do rehab work this week, and Cowboys plan to reevaluate his condition early next week.
Guy just can't stay healthy, can he?
By the way, is it the same calf of the ankle?
I think it's different.
Oh, okay.
Is that the shoulder that knocked him out most of the preseason?
Yeah.
Now this.
Yeah.
And we always hear one thing from the Dallas Cowboys training staff, and
then something else.
Rarely is it the case just what they present to you at the beginning of the injury is actually how it plays out.
Is it because they're not good at their job or because they lie?
I don't know.
Or they
I'm not sure. I don't know if that's a Jerry Jones thing. I don't know if that's just a random coincidence with this team. I'm not sure.
Quick little mini pivot here, something that is disturbing to me. Now, you know, we do the Wednesday Wisdom Fun Facts.
Yes.
Strangely enough, on Wednesday. So my minions just sent me a copy of one. And I feel I need to share it now because it
can't wait till Wednesday. It's that good.
I'll repeat it again on Wednesday. But just think about this for a second.
Hold on, we need music. Okay, go ahead.
Most people with chocolate allergies are actually allergic to the ground-up cockroach parts found in every batch, not the chocolate itself. The average chocolate bar contains 8 insect pieces. The FDA allows 60 insect pieces per 100 grams of chocolate.
You just absolutely ruined chocolate for me. I'm going to tell you something.
Is scary.
I am bona fide allergic to chocolate. I had a food test a long time ago.
Even dark?
I don't know. No. I didn't specify.
White?
Okay. I don't see color. I just know I'm
allergic
dark chocolate
to chocolate.
It's healthier for you. It's different.
But all I know is I refuse to obey it. Like, I'm not going to not eat chocolate.
So when you
That's
had
ridiculous.
It, you break so out?
I used to sneeze, actually, when I ate it.
Oh.
But I don't.
You're sitting there eating your Hershey's bar.
Yeah.
I
don't. And my wife looks at me. Are you eating chocolate? Yes. Just leave me alone. It's chocolate.
It's my life. Don't judge me.
All right. That was a little preview. Wednesday Wisdom. We do that 5:30 every Wednesday. One other NFL note.
So gross.
I had Pete Carroll went on the radio today following their loss to the Steelers. And he admitted that they have talked to Cam Newton. Now, he says, we're just doing our due diligence, trying to help us out. Keep in mind, they were one of the few teams that actually talked to Colin Kaepernick as well. It doesn't mean anything's going to happen here. But Cam did say that he's vaccinated and wants to play, and if anybody wants me, talk to me. But I'll just throw that out there.
I saw that earlier. It could be interesting. But again, I mean, no one has talked to this guy in 2 years except for the Patriots.
Right.
Nobody.
It feels over-ish.
Yeah. I mean, you bring him in, see what I mean. Can't help to give him a look. You don't. I mean, I'm not saying he goes out there and starts or anything, right? But he's not going to go anywhere and be a backup. I don't. He's not. He could have done that if he wanted to do that.
Okay, so he's going to go to Seattle and start for 3 weeks, and then Russ is going to come back. Then what? Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
That's the situation.
And Geno played pretty good. Played well
enough to keep that job.
Yeah. Can he outplay Geno Smith in practice and take over?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Remember, Cam allegedly has trouble learning playbooks. Geno Smith has that playbook down cold.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't see it happening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where the play. There's a play. Because, I mean, you can't look at teams with crappy quarterbacks. I'll just throw
Miami.
Jared Goff. They're not going to do that. Cam's not going to go into Miami.
Why?
Shut up.
Because you got Tua until you draft the next guy. You're not going to put Cam in there now.
Plus, you're getting Deshaun at the trading deadline.
And you're getting Deshaun in 2 weeks. Is that 1 week now? 2 weeks. It's November 2nd, I think.
Yeah, it's a few weeks.
Can't even laugh about that. Tonight, the Bills getting 75% of the bet, 80% of the money.
Yeah. So take the Bills.
It's a slight lean. I don't think that's really enough to...
Slight? It's 80%.
No, but it's only a difference of 5%. 75% of the bet, 80% of the handle.
Total's 53.5.
It feels like they're begging you to take the over there.
Feels like an under to me.
It feels like they're telling you to take the over...
They're going to
factor
because
they know it will be the under.
And they're going to look at last year's score, put a lot of stock into it, which you shouldn't, that 42-16 win by Tennessee. But that was an extreme set of circumstances that day for Tennessee. And I don't see that score happening yet. I don't see Buffalo turning that around either, winning 42-16. But I do see them winning by a touchdown or more tonight. But I guess it's Monday night dog on the road, a touchdown dog on the road. I mean, a home dog. Tennessee's a home dog. Years past, it was almost automatic.
I know.
It used to be, but not anymore.
I'm talking myself into it.
I'm not. I'm sticking with my guns.
Talking myself into it.
You do that, Chris. Get yourself fired up. Yeah. You had a lousy weekend.
A terrible weekend, Craig.
Skittles or you can tease it. You can make it 12 and under
give yourself some free
59
points.
And a half.
Pete Shepard.
I already got a tease that's hanging out there that I need the Bills to just win on the money line.
And then what happens? You get good things?
I get closer to breaking even than what I am currently at.
Okay.
If I lose tonight, bad weekend.
Total wash-off weekend.
Bad weekend.
Just write it off.
Water on a duck's back. I'm just going to let it float off or
roll off.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
Okay.
Stupid. It's not even a short list of teams that are on my crap list right now. It's so long.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Then maybe you have a problem with the NFL.
The Browns?
Yeah.
The Chargers?
Yeah.
The Lions?
Why are the Lions on there?
Because I thought the +3.5 at home was the play this weekend, Craig.
Why would you ever think that?
Because it was a letdown spot for Cincinnati. They had a huge game last week at home where they lost to Green Bay. They got at Baltimore next weekend, or maybe it's home for Baltimore next weekend. It was a sandwich spot.
I got 57 years of telling you otherwise.
Look at the Arizona game in Cleveland. A lot of people thought that was a trap game, too. No, nope. Went in there and blasted them. Blasted them.
Yeah. Oh, did I say Cleveland?
Yeah. No, I'm not saying
yeah, you, good.
No,
yeah,
you didn't, but.
Such a bad weekend. But you know what? It makes you feel alive.
Really?
Yeah, it makes the good weekends, they're going to feel even better.
Like if you were a kid and the Titans and Bills were on a Monday Night Football, you wouldn't get excited about it, but now you got action on it.
You're a degenerate. You love this
you
game.
You love this game.
You love every game except Sunday Night Football when you're a beaten man.
Yeah, right. Kind of a tough way to come down on the weekend.
We had a call about Coastal Carolina. Yeah, that's on national TV Friday night against App State in Coastal Carolina. He said, can you get a shout out to the Chanticleers? Yeah, I mean.
Chanticleers,
yes.
In Boston, they say Chanticleers.
And yes, I do think they will blow out App State. At App State, I do think they'll blow them out.
They just lost last week to Louisiana and Billy Napier.
Yep. Yep, Coastal Carolina will cruise to that win.
Ooh, Sharks winger Evander Kane suspended 21 games for violating NHL's virus protocols. I believe that's because he submitted a fake vaccine document.
That's a serious lawbreaker thing.
I don't know. That's a new one if it's on the books at all.
Okay. Don't forget Monday Night Football tonight here on ESPN Southwest Florida. 7:30 airtime. Titans hosting the Bills. NFL primetime action brought to you by Twin Peaks.
Primetime.
What you got coming up next? Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, here we go for October 18th. What You Got brought to you by College Football Saturdays at Backstreet's Bar and Grill, 47th Terrace in Cape Coral.
Today's National Chocolate Cupcake Day. We'd mention if you were allergic to chocolate a moment ago. National No Beard Day. But then we have No Shave November. That makes no sense. We've got
How are those two things tied together?
Well, no beard, like clean shaven in October, but then No Shave November right
beard,
on the heels.
Duh.
Beard.
I heard beer. No D. Sorry.
Wow.
Makes more sense now.
And now
a lot more sense.
And now I'm out of time. Birthdays today. Keith Jackson. Whoa, Nelly.
A sophomore from USC.
Forrest Gregg. Mike Dickes, we mentioned earlier. Willie Horton. Martina Navratilova.
Big Willie.
Thomas Hearns. That dude can punch.
Hitman.
Tom.
We lost Thomas Edison on this day in 1931. Zac Efron, Lindsey Vonn, and Jean-Claude Van Damme. Also birthdays today. Yeah.
I don't know who's the best out of that list you just named off.
Hmm. 1953, Willie Thrower, the first black quarterback in modern times. What a great name, Willie Thrower.
Nice.
Big day for Willies.
Nate Thurman, first in the NBA for a quadruple-double in 1974. 22 points, 14 rebounds, 13 assists, and 12 blocks. Reggie Jackson, three home runs in a row in the World Series, 1977. And in 2009, Tom Brady, 5 second-quarter touchdowns versus the Titans, NFL record for touchdown passes in one quarter.
Hmm.
That day sucks so bad.
It was cold, huh?
It was mini blizzards. Cold. It was like 7 inches of snow that fell in like an hour, it seemed. And it was brutal. It all melted like 2 days later, but it was just a weird snowstorm for that time of year, even for up there. But anyway.
Seasonably warm.
I'm giving two picks. Ended on a bad note on Friday, but we're going to rebound. 5-1 on Monday Night Football. Take the Bills tonight. It's down to 6, so Bills minus 6. And I love the over in the Red Sox-Houston game, over 9. Love it, love it, love it.
Okay.
And Diana Taurasi wrecked the locker room last night after her team lost to the Chicago Sky.
Wow.
She threw a fit.
Oh, I thought she had bowel issues.
Threw a fit.
All right, Crystal Ball, on that note, what do you have for us tonight?
I gave you a loser on Friday night. Not my fault. I'm going to put that one on Gabe Morenci. I faded my own pick to go with Gabe. I was going to give out Syracuse plus 14.
Uh-huh.
He changed my mind.
Okay.
We own it, though. We were wrong.
All right.
Tonight, by the way, 71-58-2 year to date. Tonight, I'm going to go Oppo Pete Shepard. I'm going to take the 6 points with the Titans because it feels so gross.
Okay.
That's my analysis. It feels so disgusting to be on the Titans tonight that it's got to be the winning side.
There's some there. I can see that happening.
Good luck.
All right, everybody, enjoy the game.
I wouldn't run to the window to play that one.
We'll see if...
Which you can legally do here in the state now.
We'll see. That's right. We'll see if Art the Bills fan is going to have his wings at midnight tonight.
See how many home runs Kiki hits tonight.
You're done. You've already hit your allotment.
On fire.
You're going cold.
Oh, I'm not. They're not going
That'll
cold.
Do it. For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Kudos to me, everybody. Have a great night. Talk to you tomorrow. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.